The juxtapositioning of confidence, you know, I don't think we should be talking about discipline so much as confidence. And in that respect, of course, I agree totally. And that's really where we're at. I know the name of my company is The Disciplined Trader. And I know that, you know, it's hard for me to change that moniker because it's been around for 20 years. People know me as that. But confidence is really the key to being able to do the work in developing a process and a trading plan that fits you, which ends up making your trading plan easier to follow, and then comes back to needing the confidence when you take 6 or 7 losses in a row, which by, again, taking a look at how your system does in the long term and not worrying about the short term of snapshots, and you get back into the confidence. So I'm going to be talking a lot about confidence today, and I'm going to give you an offer at the end. I'm going to offer something almost, I call it semi-free, because I'm going to give you a discount code that really is going to, I believe, help you with that. I know, because there are 359 testimonials for what I'm about to give you for that semi-free offer. But I cannot stress the importance of what I've learned from Jake Bernstein. And if when you get this recording, if you didn't hear Jake's presentation, seasonality is really huge, and he's the guy. There are many sites about seasonality, but Jake's been doing it for so long, and he has the mix of understanding that the clarity of a trading plan helps you with the confidence, so that you have the discipline to be the kind of trader that you know that you can be. So if you're still there, may I continue? I guess I can.
Okay. Yeah, go for it.
Right, here I go. All right. Well, I'm going to I'll take a little poll here at the end, but let me get into the 7 beliefs that hamper trading success and how to change them. That's me about 10 years ago. I look exactly the same, although I probably haven't worn a sport coat or a dress shirt in probably the last few years, especially in the last year. Everybody knows it's almost sweatpants living. I have been in this business for 40 years. I started in the option business, running one of the largest option firms in the country before they were exchange traded options. We actually bought and sold options on the from Makata Metals Corporation, gold and silver options, where they were actually holding the gold and silver. We were actually writing contracts on the actual metals that were being stored. In fact, Makata was at that time the largest independently held corporation in the world, and I believe it's still one of the largest. I guess when you got all the gold and silver, you can do what you want. But so I've had a lot of experience in options. I've had a lot of experience in futures and stocks. My love, though, has been the futures market, because it's the simplicity. I have a site called Simple Trading Plans where the plans that I come out with are known for its simplicity. Because in fact, there's one particular plan that's being exposed right now that I'm promoting for senior citizens, because I believe that it's perfect for for those that want an uncomplicated way of trading that keeps the risk down and so on. But that's another presentation. I've been in the business a long time. I'm an author. I've written books on mostly on how to construct, design and construct trading plans. I've taken a lot of tips from Jake, who you just heard, and I've created them myself for years, and have written several books. One or two are still on Amazon. But again, rather than reading books, there's so many great videos out there, so many great ways to take a look at how you may want to fit this whole entity of trading into who you are. And that's the most important thing. If there's any knock on all of the books that I've ever written on designing and constructing trading plans, it's the fact that you need to have, it's the fact that I spend the first half of the book talking about how you need to construct the trading plan to match who you are. And you know, if you're a person who is the kind of person who needs the action, then you need one kind of trading plan. If you're somebody who needs to have all the details in front of you all the time before you make a move, you need another another type of trading plan. I'm also a former CTA. I manage millions for people who entrusted me with their millions to, that was a great experience. There's a lot of pressure in that as a CTA, but when you're successful as a CTA, it's just a really becomes a fun thing to do. So I really enjoyed that part of what I my career. I did work for Payne Webber for a couple of years. It was a little bit too institutional for me, and didn't spend much time with them. But they were a good firm while they lasted. But the most important part of my history is I'm married to a subconscious trainer, and although I believe that it's that you definitely need a trading plan that is that fits you and makes it happen for you, you do need to pay attention to what you're doing in order to keep that positive intention, that positive expectation that I call it. And being married to a subconscious trainer who has me relax and feeds good things in my head has really helped me to balance those two areas that I talk about and Jake talks about, and that's the mental and emotional, the confidence and the trading plan continue to be meshed in a positive way. So let's get into what the belief number one. These are the seven beliefs that hamper trading success, and really how you can look to change that. The first belief is that if someone claims being successful, they are successful. You see it all over the internet. You know, in the world of trading, it's really hard to tell fact from fiction. Some of the best copywriters in the world are hired to persuade the information-seeking trader to try a trading system or trading indicator that's going to lead them to easy profits. They say things like, trade just 10 minutes a day and make $3,000 a month, or I'll say 90% winning trades, or the secret to trading success is such and such. These are just a few of what's spewed across the internet and direct mail landscape to get us to spend our money so that we can achieve our dreams of financial independence, taking care of our family. Are these claims real? And if not, how are these people allowed to make these kinds of claims? How are they allowed to make us believe that they are? Most of the time, the answer to the claims is they're kind of true. You'll find gurus who had a fantastic year in 2012 and they haven't had a good year since, and somehow that's not disclosed until you pay your money. You may find after looking deeper that the results claimed are hypothetical or back-tested results, meaning that nobody ever placed an actual trade. I mean, what's a trader to do? And the answer is believe in yourself. Every trader is different. Not only is every trader at different stages of trading development, but also every trader is different in the type of trading plan they should be developing, as I mentioned before. Some traders need action to keep them focused. Some need calm. There are trading plans for everybody. The action-oriented plan will not work for the trader needing the calm, and vice versa. Even tough, you know, you got to match it. A trader needs to do some self-inspection first. Define what types of trading plan you're looking for and move forward in developing one. It's not rocket science. The key is to start with a simple trading plan, one that's composed of a few proven winning elements and absolutely respects risk management. Experience a degree of consistent profitability, like small percentages at first, and make tests. If you're going to make changes, do them slowly and it'll increase your winning percentage. Look at all the gurus as your assistants. They assist you, helping you to get what you want. So take what you need from them and then move on. All right, let's get to belief number two. You've got to fail before you succeed. Well, somehow we've learned to respect trading experts who tell us they've blown through numerous accounts until they finally learned some version of the truth. I guess it's because most traders are in the middle of blowing out an account of their own and have already blown out one or two of them. They feel a bonding with the author who says that. They say, hey, that's me. It's okay that I've blown out my account so many times. I can still win because of this new truth they're going to show me. I guess it does wake you up a little bit when you look at your statement and you have $1,000 left from a $10,000 account. You brush yourself off and say, next time I'll blah, blah, blah and make money. And you refund your account. You put more money in it. The truth is that with modern technology, you have the ability to collapse time, meaning that what took weeks and months to accomplish, like drawing lines on charts like we used to do, now it takes minutes. With the data crunching that's available with about any trading platform, you can see whether your trading ideas have merit very quickly. Failure is not necessary to succeed. In fact, the cause of most trading failure is not the trading plan at all. It's the traders, they pay little or no attention to that mental mental and emotional component of trading. You need both. The discipline to follow the trading plan without fail. The confidence to trade. That's what causes accounts to implode. If a new trader starts his or her journey respecting the need for a simple trading plan and the equal need to prepare for the mental and emotional components of trading, he or she can succeed from the start without all the pain and without all the excuses. The same is true for the now struggling trader, not even the beginner, but somebody who's struggling now. Simplify your plan, train your mind to adhere to your plan, then trade with confidence. That's really all the steps that you need to take. All right, belief number three. Let me just check my time here. Belief number three is that you have to know everything. Well, this particular untruth, I think it supplies the most excuses to the failing trader. It's very convenient to hide behind the lack of complete knowledge for your failures. I'm not saying that some lack of education may not be to blame, but it's usually not the total reason. You'll never know everything. You'll never know everything about anything. Why would trading be different? There are literally hundreds of ways, macro and micro, to approach the market. Fibonacci, GAN, Elliott, Bollinger Bands, RSI, on and on and on, seasonals. I submit that one approach is no better than other or no worse than another. You got to find the one that's right for you. I further submit that your best approach is to choose the form of analysis that makes sense to you and go deep in that direction. I mean, if you believe in something from inside and it's valid, that's the one that you're going to be able to stick to. That's the one you're going to have confidence in. Dig in on a specific technique, and that's really all you need to do. Leave it to the PhDs to try to learn everything about everything. Let me ask, I'll ask you a question. Do you believe that the market has an ebb and flow and markets can sometimes get overbought and oversold? Well, if you said yes to that, then in your case, take a look at Bollinger Bands. That's what that's all about. One way of looking at things is no better or worse than another. What does have to exist is your honest, internal, I guess, gravitation toward an approach to the market. You see, when you truly believe in something, it's much easier to stay on track with that methodology. Remember, staying on track, meaning follow your trading plan without hesitation, is the golden rule of trading. Jake just said it, I'm saying it, and every one of the 24 speakers, 22 ahead of me, are going to say the same thing, that a trading plan that you can stay on track with, without following it without hesitation, that's really the golden rule of trading. If you trust in your trading plan, you'll follow it more naturally. It's just that simple. You'll be more successful. It just follows. Okay, belief number four, and this is kind of a tricky one. You need to be good at everything. There's five. You can succeed on your own. Okay, it's tricky because on one hand, trading is an independent endeavor. I mean, it's a lonely business. It's you. It's your computer. Your charts. The rest is noise. It's all you got when you're trading. Now, before you sit down to trade, you had to have educated yourself, and that involved taking in information from the outside world. Maybe you latched on to an experienced trader or teacher who taught you the ropes. You could have tried to learn on your own, but having someone to guide you made sense. Once you created a trading plan that you could get behind, you're back on your own. Your computer, your trading plan, and yes, you can do this on your own. And what about the other most important element of successful trading, the element that 90% of traders ignore, keeping your head on straight? Okay, with all the talking heads, you see, I've got a TV over the side, just in case I see a movement in the stock market, I go look at CNBC. I don't look at the talking heads. With all those talking heads on CNBC, CNN, Fox, BBC, doesn't matter. It's easy to get sidetracked, pull away from your trading plan with thoughts of doubt and hesitation, or even worse, confirmation of your trading thoughts. You have an idea that you stray from your trading plan and somehow you're looking for confirmation. Thoughts of hesitation can result in missing trades in your trading plan, thoughts of confirmation resulting in taking a larger position than your trading plan instructs if you're getting confirmation of that thought. Either way, you're being influenced and you don't need that. It's okay to keep up with the news, financial data, crop reports, whatever. You just can't be pulled from your trading plan because of it. That's my point. How do you keep your head on straight in the face of the constant barrage of news and expert opinions? Well, the answer is you need to adapt a mental training process that will support habits that serve you as a trader while eliminating the habits that don't. Now, we offer the Disciplined Trader certain meditations and so on that have been working for traders for years, and I'm going to offer you something in the end that that I want you to start out with. It's a $27 offer, I'll tell you right now, and I want everybody to have it. It's more than that, but I'm going to give you a code. And I believe that this $27 offer is going to be the only thing that you're going to need, really, especially in the beginning, to keep you focused, okay? You need to adopt a mental training process that's going to support the habits that serve you. Now, for some, a short meditation, as I mentioned, and perhaps before and after your trade can keep you composed. For others, a more physical discipline, like yoga, may work. I'm a type A sort of guy, so I found that a specific subconscious training that my wife, I mentioned she's a subconscious trainer, she developed for me, and that's all those sessions that we have at the Discipline Trader. It works for me like a charm, and it takes only 7 minutes to do. Whatever the process you adopt, remember that finding a process that works for you, not me, you, is likely to be your missing link to success. That's what I believe. You need to marry the confidence with the valid trading plan. You have only two things to master: that trading plan, hopefully, and I believe in the beginning, and really, as you get too complicated for experienced people, they always go back to simple. So a simple trading plan and having the internal strength to follow it. For the mental and emotional support part, you'll need maybe somebody to support you, but you can do it alone because there's a lot of elements out there, but you got to bring in some of those support. The battle that most traders lose is the battle of non-congruence between the confidence and the valid trading plan, but you're not going to lose that because you're listening to this set of talks today and tomorrow, and you're listening to me right now, so I really appreciate that. Let's go to belief number six. Belief number six is the markets are in control, not you. In one sense, this belief is a truism. I'm going to take a sip of water here. In one sense, it's true. The markets do what they want to do. The markets will do what the markets will do, and we're just taking shots at it to try to make money. We shouldn't be fighting the market. You need to go with the flow. We should be recognizing what that flow or movement is and taking advantage of it. The other sense where this belief is not true is the let us use it as an excuse for why we lose trades sense, okay? Over 30 years of working with traders, I have learned every excuse there is. I've heard it all. They just ran my stop and went without me. You know, the big money is just killing us little guys, just to mention a couple. I guess some rogue floor trader was looking for your ticket and exclaimed something like, here's Bob's ticket. Let's take the market down and hit him. And maybe the big funds are buying up a particular stock and causing the market to move. But it isn't, you know, but that's accounted on the charts. The problem with all of this complaining is that it takes away from what our focus should be. Our focus should be on ourselves and what we can do to improve our trading results. We shouldn't be concerned with who or what may or may not be controlling the markets. We should be concerned with controlling ourselves and improving ourselves. A friend of mine, Ray Barros, you may have heard of him. He's a trader out in the Far East, actually he's in Singapore. He manages 10-figure funds. And he often stresses to me the importance of keeping your head straight when you trade. And Ray, to do this, his process of choice for staying disciplined is journaling. Okay, that's what he does. In fact, and this is not a misstatement, Ray journals for an hour a day. Now, I know most of you are probably not even journaling, or if you journal, it's for a moment and maybe not consistently. I know this by surveys that I've taken with people that have come to me to stay positive when they trade. But Ray not only journals, I journal about 7 or 8 minutes a day. And in our courses, it almost doesn't matter which course you take from me. I always give you my way of journaling, but Ray journals an hour a day every trading day. Journaling is Ray's way of self-inspection and self-improvement. It's a place where he can be honest and where you can be honest with what went right and what may need adjustment, whether that area of adjustment involves technical or the mental aspect. So when you journal, it's not good enough, really, I don't think, to journal your trades. And I mean, you can see what you did on your daily and monthly statements. The most important part of your journaling is to talk about that meshing of positive intention and your trading plan. Journaling, it's the mental aspect that's best served by journaling. So Ray doesn't make excuses. I don't make excuses. You shouldn't make excuses. If you're not journaling, you really should be journaling. You shouldn't be making excuses. It's because of Ray and his personal trade and trading success that I've expanded my journaling for. It used to be 5 minutes to, like I said, 7 or 10 minutes. But that's enough. You know, that's a that stretch was a big stretch for me because I'm a type A and saying I like to move on. It's hard for me to sit in one space too long. And I'm saying that those extra 3 or 5 minutes have really helped me even more. So raise guidance. I mean, and you don't have to do an hour a day, but start with a few minutes, start with 5 minutes and make it happen. Listen, 5 or 10 minutes is not raise hour a day, but 20 minutes works for me. I'm getting true benefit. So you got to ask yourself, how long do I journal? Do you even journal? You know, it's our duty as traders, risking our hard-earned money, to keep our focus on two things, our trading plan and our trading expectations, our positive expectation. Okay. I guess I've kind of pounded that a bit, but it's very, very important that I make that clear. Let me give you the final belief that you should ignore. And that is that a good trading plan is all you need. And we've covered this a million different ways. Most of us with any degree of trading experience knows that it isn't true. I mean, you probably you hear about everybody making money with a trading plan. Somehow when you do it, it's not working. Most of us with any degree of trading knows that it's not true. All of the discussion that I've mentioned gives equal emphasis, and rightly so, to the need for trading expectation, the need for trading positivity to mesh with the trading plan. What good is a trading plan if you can't stick to it? However, there's one more important thing that I want to define a little bit more specifically that all traders must have to succeed, and that's the notion of positive expectancy, okay? There's an expression among those who study the brain on how it works that we move in the direction of our most predominant thought, okay? And more because we think so fast, we move in the direction of our most predominant thoughts, okay? With all the negativity out there, especially for traders, to the point where outsiders consider us nothing short of gamblers, you need to have a process to keep yourself positive so that you move in the right direction. I expect to make money every trading day. When I don't, I assess why through my journaling, as I mentioned, and I make any adjustments or sometimes simply realize that I followed my trading plan perfectly and the trades, they just didn't work out. They're not going to work out every trading day. I know that over the long run, I'll do just fine. And that's the way you should feel about your trading plan. I move on with confidence. I move on with positive expectancy. That positive expectancy drives me toward and keeps me safe from outside negative forces. It drives me forward and keeps me away from outside negative forces. It's not that I'm sugarcoating anything here. I'm being honest with you about what is. What it is me, my simple trading plan, and my expectations, my discipline to follow my trading plan. I feel good about the future every day, and you really should too. So you need to find ways to do that. I'm going to give you a way to start your trading day and give yourself a vitamin pill in the middle of the trading day. It's only going to take you 60 seconds. Successful trading takes guts and it takes know-how. If you're not already succeeding, know that you can succeed. You can. And if you focus on what you can control, you can succeed. If you focus on being confident in your ability to succeed, you can succeed. Okay. Again, we move in the direction of our most predominant thought. So the next thing I want to do, that's kind of the end of the presentation proper, but I want to show you something. I want to give you that tool, a tool right now that you can use for what I call semi-free. I just want you to write this down. I'm going to show you the tool. I'm going to actually play a couple of 60-second spots from it so that you can see how effective something so simple can be. It's called Mastery Minutes for Traders that I've developed, and I really want you to have this. So write this down. It's one key to good presentations is having a short link that people can write down without making a mistake. So I kept it short, not really, but I couldn't listen. TheDisciplinedTrader.com. It's hard to shorten that if that's the name of your site. So TheDisciplinedTrader.com/Mastery Minutes, and I'm going to show you them right now. If you use the coupon ANKA, A-N-K-A, now I did that. That was simple. You get $20 off because it's a $47 product that I'm giving away at that price. It used to be a $197 product that I sold for years, and I brought it down to $49. You're going to get it for a $47. You're going to get it for $27. But I'm leaving the screen up just so that you can write it down because I may not be able to come back to it. Okay, TheDisciplinedTrader.com/Mastery Minutes. I'm going to show you these Mastery Minutes right now. Let's get rid of this. This is what the Mastery Minutes look like. First, I want to show you this. There are 300 and this Mastery Minutes has been out for almost 10 years, maybe 7 or 8 years. I mean, here, when it first came in 2012, so it's 9 years. There are 359 testimonials. Yes, Norman, I believe that the one-minute sessions will be a tremendous help, enable me. I mean, there are 359 of these positive statements. Listen to them every day. You'll see some of them on the side. I want to show them to you so that you can take a closer look on your own with that. But I want to play one for you. Take a look at these. I'm going to expand the window here. Take a look at these titles, okay? And if you would, in the chat, because I've expanded, it's a little harder for me to see the chat. Could Anka or David, can you, in the chat, tell me which one you'd like me to play right now? And I'm going to play one for you so you can get the gist of what this is all about. There are 25 of them, and they all cover different kind of little areas in your head that you may want to get refreshed on, that you made a mistake on in your trading, and then you go to it. Is anybody choosing one, or do I have to choose one myself? You see anything, David or Anka, in the chat?
No one has said anything yet.
Okay, let's see if anybody...
Glenn says five.
Five? Okay, strength to take your losses. Interesting, Glenn, that you mentioned that one, because that's a very popular one. What'll happen is that, again, you'll be logging in and seeing all of this when you spend your $27. And there, you can actually download these and put them on your phone if you want. I'm going to play one for you right now. I hope the sound is good enough, but here we go. This is, they're only a minute long, and I meant these to hit you right between the eyes and almost give you a chill. Let's see what happens.
Strength to take your losses. As the disciplined trader, you've designed your trading plan in such a way as to keep your losses small. All you need now is to have the mental and emotional strength to take your losses when your trading plan instructs you to. The best way for you, the disciplined trader, to keep your mental game sharp and your emotions under control is to embrace the notion of trading discipline and make sure that you establish a process of mental training that works for you, whether it's self-hypnosis, NLP, EFT, or some other form of subconscious training, you need to have a process that works for you. Even great trading systems have 55 to 65% win rates on average. So you'll be doing almost as much losing as you will winning as far as the number of trades you take is concerned. Keeping your losses small and having the consistent courage to take those small losses means you must take your mental and emotional fitness seriously. And I know you will, as the disciplined trader. So today, stay disciplined.
Okay. I know I got a chill listening to myself, but I think you kind of get the gist there of what it's about. These are mental, literally mental vitamins. Let's go to the next screen. Show you a few more of these. And go ahead. Let's somebody else pick another one. I'll play one more and then I'll wrap it up. Can somebody give me a choice here that you believe could help you when you're trading at some point in time?
Number four.
Oh, number four. You want to go back? Okay, let's go back to number four. Number four, small losses equal big gains. Let's see what the heck I was thinking.
Small losses equal big gains. The more you trade, the more you realize that defense is your best offense. By keeping your losses small by design, and by design, I mean make taking small losses part of the design of your trading plan, you not only preserve your capital, but even more importantly, you preserve your positive expectancy for your upcoming success. By having a trading plan that's dominated by 2-to-1, 3-to-1, and 4-to-1 reward to risk trades, where the 1 in the ratio represents less than 2% of your trading equity, means that you'll be putting the odds highly in your favor as you move forward. The impatient trader who needs the trading action is willing to compromise these ratios and take 1-to-1 trades or 1-to-1.5 trades. As the disciplined trader, you are patient and focused and enter trades that have reward risk ratios of at least 2-to-1 and preferably higher, because long-term trading success is all about putting the odds in your favor by design. So today, stay disciplined.
Okay. a little strange hearing myself, but the truth is that sometimes I'll play these and remind myself. So I wanted to make sure that you had a chance to grab these. Let me go to the site and see if this would be under the disciplined trader. What did I, mastery minutes happens to be right here. Here's the page that you'll come to. Don't worry about this this URL. Use the one I gave you, the disciplinedtrader.com/mastery minutes. And you'll see, I chose some of the testimonials. There's another example, trading without fear. Here are the listing of all the different mastery minutes that you can have. Although I'm running, you can see that this month during COVID, I made it $47. If you use the ANKA, Anka, you'll just put it right here. And what'll happen, let's see if it works, because I just put it in. Anja, that's a nice name too, Anja. When you apply the code, you'll see that you get the $20 off. And instead of $47, it'll be $27 for you, okay? So there it is. That's the $27. So I just want to make sure that you got that. And I'm going to stop the share, and I'm going to show you my smiling face. There I am. Okay. I didn't do much with the hair combing. Are there any questions at all? If you've got any questions, this would be the time. Otherwise, I'll give you a little bit of break before the next speaker comes. I'm kind of jumped in here and filled in for somebody who had a personal issue. So I kind of did this on the fly. I hope you enjoyed it, because this is really one of my favorite presentations, because there's a lot of stuff out there that has you believing that it's not all about you. It is all about you. It's about you and your confidence in running your trading plan. Whether you use seasonality as your basic, like Jake does, and that's a fine one to use. I used it for years and still go back to it. In fact, whenever I'm trading the agricultures, I always check my seasonal trades and then look for a trigger. Got to use that circle that Jake talked about. But the idea that it is you that needs to keep your confidence up, and these 1 minute I used to call them 1 minute motivators. These mastery minutes. They're for you to use and to benefit from. Are there any other questions? Otherwise, I will go on with my bit. Let's see. Hi, Norman. Do you think the day traders need different mental strategies than swing or position traders? That's an excellent question. And I'll tell you why it's an excellent question, because you almost need constant motivation as a day trader. I do some coaching also, and we have one very successful trader whose issue is minutes. He only trades 30 minutes a day. He's a very successful sales director, and he's a very powerful guy. But he only trades 30 minutes a day, so he's constantly looking for trades right away, and somehow rushes the setups, gets in before the setups because he needs time. So the idea of motivating yourself, staying positive, is a little bit different for them, because you need to do most of your work right there up front, because you only have 30 minutes. So he takes one of these 1 minute motivators, one of these mastery minutes, or he'll do one of the meditations that we've made for him specifically in our training. We do specific meditations for the individual so that it pertains to them. But yes, they do they relax and move into that trading space right away. Now, during somebody who's a position trader or swing trader, well, that's swing. To me, swing trading, you're out at the end of the day. Position traders, you can be holding overnight. Position traders, you know, they get their negative input all day long. So you've got to be aware of the fact that and continue to recommit. You've got to know why you got into a trade, why you put the stop in, and why you're using the stop management process that you're using. You have to continue to remind yourself of that when you have more time to think. I mean, generally, a scalper doesn't have much time to think. They're just doing. And a lot of our swing traders use those 1 minute motivators right in the middle of the day. You know, they'll do something incorrectly. They'll jump on a trade without patience, and then they'll go to the 1 minute motivator, the mastery minute on patience, and they'll remind themselves, and they'll be good for the rest of the day, probably the rest of the week. So it really, there is some difference, but you're going to find that the different titles in the mastery minutes allow you to kind of pick and choose what situation you're in. I guess I can read some of the chats. Do you think, let's see, what do you do to control emotion when the price goes down instead of up? Well, I do the same thing to control my emotions when the price goes up instead of down, if I'm short. I rely on my trading plan. That's all I'm doing. I mean, that's all there is. Ask me, ask the other 22, ask Jake. He'll tell you, it's all you have is your trading plan. That is all you have. So what do? I live by my trading plan. I take my loss. I move my stop to protect my loss. And I'm in total agreement with Jake and so many other professional traders, minimize, you know, the sooner you can take the risk out of a trade, the better. In the trading plan that we're offering right now, our simple trading plan called Loaded Gun, we take a quick scalp trade with half the position. We always put on two positions, and then we let the other one run, and we move the stop to break even after we take that scalp position. So we're doing a number of things in that. In other words, where if you take on two positions in the beginning and scalp the first one, because generally, if you think about it, most positions that you get in kind of move in your favor in the beginning when you act on your trigger. Take a profit on half of that. If it's two positions, and if you're trading mini goals, the mini S&Ps, these are really small contracts, and you can trade them in $10,000 and $15,000 account with a lot of confidence and still have a lot of movement. I mean, the loss, even in a volatile day, is only $100 or $200 in those mini with two positions. So it's something small accounts can do, which is why it's what I recommend to the seniors to stick to those. So you take two on you put two on the trigger, and you scalp the first one with the first movement in your favor. Then you bring your stop to break even. If it comes down below your trigger, you're out. And you leave with a scalp. So I'm just giving you one version of how to take the risk out as you go. And then defending stops. There are different sequences, different processes that you can use to defend the runner that you're leaving, and how to keep those, keep the profit intact as you're going up without giving too much of it away. So thanks for the presentation. Talk a little bit about perception and how a trader can make sure that they're perceiving the market information from neutral form instead of perceiving. Was that a question? Thanks for the presentation. Can you talk a little about perception and how a trader can make sure that they're perceiving the market information in their neutral form? You know, perceiving market information, the only market information I perceive is when I get a piece of news, when I know a report is coming out in the grades, or I know the unemployment is coming out. I know right then and there that maybe I shouldn't put on a trade, unless my trading plan is all about. So there's some trading plans that try to take advantage of a report and have options below and above and so on, or take. But if your trading plan is a normal one, so I step aside during those. You know, I'm not doing much consideration. I'm certainly not changing my trading plan. Trading plans are not to be changed while you're trading. You follow your trading plan. Trading plans are. It's like a lot of things in your life, and it's like I would rather stick to what I have. I make change. It takes me a lot to make a change in a trading plan. I've got to really test it. But when I make a change, it's very hard for me to change that. So I'm very careful in making because I've tested the trading plan. And so just take whatever trading plan you're using. Here's the process: take whatever trading plan you're using, and back test it. You know, take a look if you're working off a 2-minute chart or a 5-minute chart or however you trade. Take a look and see how it would have performed. Okay, and if it and write it down. I want to show you. See if I still have. I was testing it, and I'm still a paper and pencil guy because I'm an old guy. But look at this. I'm writing down where I got in, where I got out. I'm writing everything down, and I did it for every day of the week for a particular trading plan that I worked, just to get a sense that at least for a couple of few weeks, it was working really well. And this trading plan was working. So what that meant was that now it's time to see if I can actually act the right way when the action is here. In other words, one thing to read about something or to look back and say what you would have done, but acting, even in sim, like Jake said, it's like living with a girlfriend or a boyfriend or whatever persuasion you're doing. Living with somebody, you know, you really don't know what you're into until you start trading with live money. But it does give you an idea of process and how, you know, you got to practice. If you're a new trader, sim is very good to knowing when to click, put in the trade, move your stop, because you're going to wind up seeing that you forgot you put in that stop down here, and then you're trading. All of a sudden, you're here, you hit, and you say, what is that? I didn't even have an order in. You take a look. Now you're short because you forgot to. All of those things are worked out during the sim. Okay. It's a way of helping you with the mechanics of trading, when to push the button, when not to push the button. And spend a week in sim on your trading, on this new trading plan that you're testing. Okay. And work with it and see if it gives you the same kind of results that you got when you paper and penciled in it, you put it on your spreadsheet. I'm sorry. Let me get a word of that. I'm so sorry. Okay. Okay, I'm sorry about that. That was actually, that was me because I kind of jumped into this without knowing that was a chat. I like to do my chats also if somebody's chatting online. In any event, the idea is that back test, okay, paper and pencil, forward test, making sure the plan continues to work, and then trade it on the most minimum amount of money that you can risk, two positions, one position, whatever it is, and then test that for a month and see if that works. That's your plan on how to move forward, okay? Based on your experience, is it normal for a trader with the rules-based system that they have confidence in and experience winning trade 44% to experience large drawdowns as a strategy has stopped working? What's the worst period of drawdown that you've experienced when you're running a trading plan? You know, that's a very tough question to answer because different trading plans are constructed different ways. But I would say that generally when I get to five losses in a row, that sixth one, I'll accept five losses in a row. The sixth one has me thinking. But it doesn't have me thinking hard because six is possible, seven is possible. Again, you're going to have to, you know, if you keep your losses small, it's not going to affect you in the long term. So that's a tough, it's too tough a question to answer in this shorter period of time. But six is the, you know, after five, I start getting a little bit concerned. So in any event, I want to thank you for spending time with me today and don't worry about doing it right all the time. Have confidence that you will do it right all the time. Use your mastery minutes as a vitamin to help you with the confidence. Have a tight, acceptable trading plan that fits you as an individual, and then start trading with a minimal amount. Watch it work for you, and as it works for you, that confidence will continue to build. It'll go back and forth like Jake and I are talking about, and you'll make it happen for you. So thank you again for what do I consider a small loss? Less than 2%, okay? Never take a loss that less than 2% of your available equity, okay? Okay. All right, well, thank you. That's going to be it for me, and I appreciate your spending time with me. Remember to go to thedisciplinetrader.com/mastery minutes. Use the Anka, A-N-K-A, use the Anka code and get that $20 off. Okay, thank you, everybody.